You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, on a beautiful Friday. Maybe this could be the last really beautiful Friday of the year. You never know, so get on out and enjoy it. I know Mark Hewson from Bellin Sports Medicine is out there taking pictures of the flora and fauna and things like that.
The what?
Flora and fauna.
What is that?
Trees and leaves.
Animals, right?
And
flora would be trees and leaves. Fauna, isn't that animals?
No.
Are you
what
sure?
What is it, John?
Yeah, it's other stuff.
Okay.
Right, Mark?
Flora? Right, Mark?
I was just going to say, yes, I agree with John. Get out there and enjoy these games because it's a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful night, but I don't know what fauna is.
No, fauna is the animals of a particular region, habitat, right, or geological period. Okay. So, yes.
I don't want to rewind the tape, but John's like, no, that's not what it is.
So whatever.
It is.
All
right, I'll tell you what. We last night, the Houston boys decided to go out and drive out in the country, and we did try to take pictures of the Northern Lights.
Oh!
So many of those online this morning.
They were like it was, red,
yeah,
right?
And it's not, you don't have to go that
far. It
was
crazy to find out how many people were on the country roads with their lights off or their warning lights on. It was, I've never seen, because you just knew everyone was out in the country. We were east of Appleton, and it was amazing how many cars were out just in the country.
How would you know where to go to find them?
Well, so we did. I saw, full transparency, everyone started posting on Facebook.
Okay.
So we went outside where we live in Kimberly. So we're right in the city, though. But you could see some greens and reds. So I said, you know what? Let's get out where it's a little bit darker. So we headed east because it's easy for me. And when we got 5 miles out of town, it was amazing how many people were pulled off to the side of the road just seeing these Northern Lights.
I know this is, you're not Brittany, but how long do they last? Is it, can I do that this weekend? Because I,
John, we had John, I'll be on, or Jim, I'll be honest with you. By the time we got home, so we were only gone for maybe 30 minutes max, maybe 20. And I will tell you, I looked in the same spots at my house. They were gone.
Well, so you got to hit them while they're there. I mean, it's not like all night long.
Yes. Yeah.
I'd like to see that because Feed My Starving Children, she showed us pictures.
Yeah,
her
unbelievable.
Daughter, and it wasn't that far. She lives on the west side of Green Bay, and like you said, 5 minute drive, and those pictures were unbelievable.
I couldn't believe
I said, like, when were you in Alaska?
Yeah,
but yeah,
yeah. That's what my son said. Do we? He goes, it's amazing. We don't have to go to Alaska. I said, yeah, you don't. You can do it right in Kimberly, Wisconsin, Charlie.
Wow,
but
that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think. I bet you, in you know, clouds play a factor, and
right.
I'm sure winds play a factor, and. So I think some areas you probably got to see them, and some areas you didn't.
Yeah.
It seemed like in northeast Wisconsin, if you got outside, you could see them pretty easily.
That's cool, man. So, Mark, I don't know if you were listening earlier. Did you hear about what I'm doing right now?
Oh, my God.
No.
Yeah. Fasting.
Sorry, I didn't miss much. Okay.
I fasted for like 37 hours now.
All right. Just, Mark, I mean, you're in the medical field. Fasting is a fad with diets right now. It's like a form of anorexia, but people are calling it fasting.
Yeah,
and,
no, it's
but
not.
Anyway,
don't say that, Jim.
Yeah.
That's not true.
No, it's not. It's just fasting. This is a short-term thing.
I have been told that by a medical professional. Okay, they could be wrong. Anyway, Mark, I want to get back to, if you do go the fasting, aren't you supposed to eat in a 24-hour period?
Yeah, it's fasting. I'm going to tell you, fasting will work. Short term, can you sustain it long term? This goes back to the question of, then what are you going to take in for food, and how do you start to put those back in your diet?
Well, whatever's at the concession stand in Bayport tonight.
Yeah, I was just going to say. So the
it's
hot
going
dog,
in the side door.
The hot
don't
dog,
you know who I am?
Go ahead, Mark.
the hot dogs and the and if you throw a Gatorade or a soda in there, the sugars, the carbohydrates, you so when you just throw those back to your body, you just can't sustain it.
Well, I'm just saying, I just want to see if I could do it for a day and a half.
Well, John, I think you could do it for, I honestly think you could fast, and you, John, you could probably do it for 3 days.
Okay.
Just what? I bet you could do it if you just drank water.
Yeah.
Well, I would give you 3 days.
I am still drinking my protein drinks.
Yeah.
So, but there you go.
Is that truly fasting, though?
Yeah. So, anyway, Mark. Mark, one other thing I want to talk to you, because Jim and I were talking about this. I read this. The number one, I texted to you too. The number one thing, this was like from a men's health thing. The number one cause of injuries to very casual weekend or recreational people who just go jogging or walking or doing their thing. The number one cause of injuries is lack of a cool down. Do you believe that?
I could agree with it in some parts. I'm okay. Not going to blame it and everything. And my wife, if she's listening, she's probably laughing because even the other night, I think I went out and walked for an hour and a half, and it was a pretty good pace. And I came home, and I sat there, and I was watching a baseball game. And about 20 minutes later, I got up, and I probably looked like an 80-year-old man.
Yeah.
Because I didn't, you know, I came in right away where I used to go on the deck. And so, a cool down does help your body. You're just trying, you know, especially if you went out in a pretty good clip. So you're just trying to cool the body down. You're trying to take some of those muscles and tendons, and you're trying to slowly do some stretches with them. So I could see that. So if, you know, I mean, it's the same thing, though. We say it in the morning. If you get up in the morning and you jump out of bed, you lace your shoes up and you go out on a run without doing some stretching, you may develop some tendonitis. You may develop some muscle soreness because you laid in bed for maybe the last 6, 7, 8 hours, and then you just went out and you started working these muscles and joints. So I would say it's both ways.
Mark, I was telling these guys that I'm transitioning to a new trainer because my trainer's got different things doing. And she said, what do you like about the trainer you've had? And I'm like, you know what I like about him? I'm never sore. But we do that 10-minute cool down, which is 10 minutes of your hour, which is fine. I don't need hours an hour. But and she's like, well, that's really interesting. But I've never been sore, and you know, I'm not in great shape, so I could be sore if I didn't cool down. I'm sure I would be.
Yeah. But that keeps your muscles limber then, right, Mark? Keeps them from getting pulled possibly down the road.
Yeah, I think it's you know, I mean, even if you worked out, you ran, you did some pretty good exercise, and you just walked for 2 blocks, that's a good cool down. You know, I mean, it's not that you have to do a ton of stretching. You know, a lot of people will say, I don't have someone to stretch me. You know, how do I stretch my back? How do I stretch my hamstring? How do I stretch my quads? You can do them. You just need to know how to do them. I'm not saying you have to do 10 minutes, maybe too long for a lot of people. If you gave 3 to 5 minutes, that's what I would ask for people.
And there's a lot of there's a lot of stretching videos. I was just going to add that are, yeah. you don't need a partner.
No, not at all.
You're right. I mean, and I think that's where I'm saying of, you know, Jim, if you can give 10 minutes, great. But I think a lot of people would say 10 minutes is way too long. Okay. Can you give 2 to 3 minutes?
I'd rather do that than pump weights. So that's why I do it.
Yeah. 2 to 3 minutes, but just something to kind of, cool them down. It said,
but I commend though Jim on this because that's where a lot of people will come back. They'll say, geez, I'm sore. I'm not going to work out now tomorrow. So now it's day two. You're not going to work out. And then is it day three? You still got something. You know, I don't work out. Yeah. And then you try to go back out and work out and you say, geez, I got sore again. Why should I continue to work out?
That's true.
That's where it gets people frustrated.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, scientifically or whatever, you're trying to get rid of, is it lactic acid?
Yeah. Lactic acid is what you're building up when you overuse a muscle. So it doesn't matter if it's you're throwing something. Doesn't matter if you're running. So that's what that muscle soreness a lot of time is lactic acid, L-A-C-T-I-C, lactic acid.
Okay, very good. Hey, now we want to talk about something else. We've got a big football game tonight, West Depew against Bayport. I forget which game I was watching the other night, an NFL game or a college game, and another one of those guys was wearing the helmet shield or whatever you want to call it. Mark, those are something brand new and everything, but sometimes people might get a false sense of security with those, right?
Yeah, it's they're called guardian caps. It's the hot topic item. I've talked about them, and one of these, maybe next week I'll see if I can get one, and I'll be in on Friday, and we can show it on, cool, on live on air. It's a cap that looks like, a lot of people say they make you look like a bobblehead. They're like these foam, I don't want to call them, but I'm going to call them foam discs, but they're not. It's one complete pad that goes over your helmet. And, the NFL has mandated these for preseason practices. And the NFL, in fact, last night just did a huge release of their data because they've got less concussions in preseason and less with kickoff, and it's great. I worry because we have parents now at the high school level buying these, or at even elementary levels, youth football. And they think, if my kid wears one of these, they're not going to get a concussion. And that is the absolute not the truth with these. You could still get a concussion. Some of it's a matter of what type of practice, are you using? Who is it going on? Has your helmet been fitted correctly? Is it just bobbling around on top of your head? So if it hasn't been fitted properly, you still may get a concussion. You may land hard and get a concussion, even with a guardian cap on. Now, do I think that they help? Yes, I think they do.
Okay. Well, that's the bottom line. At least it's an improvement in some ways, huh? The only thing,
I think that's the data out there. That is it going to help? It is. And what I shared with John on this is the big question is, a lot of people are saying, then if they're so good, why aren't you using them in, they're asking the NFL, if you're using them in preseason, why are you not playing in games with these? I will say, I believe there's a few. We played the Colts, week two.
Yep.
They have some players that are wearing these in games.
Yep.
And we just played the LA Rams. They had, a lineman that is choosing to wear them.
Yep.
And I know it's not a problem with it, but that is one of the questions. If they're so great and you wear them all during preseason, and all of a sudden the regular season comes along, we take them away. Why?
Good. So, do you think they should be worn regular season?
I think I'm still undecided.
Okay.
The question goes of, some people would say some concussions happen because the helmet kind of stuck, and you put these on and then you put a covering over them. They're allowed, but it's just, I think it's one of those things I would stick with. Is your helmet being fitted by someone who knows what they're doing? Are the ear holes lined up? Do you have enough padding between your cheeks? Are you strapping up your helmet? Here's another good one. Is your kid wearing a mouth guard and wearing it all the time?
Properly fit. Great point. Hey, Mark, can you stick around?
Yeah. Yep, I can stick around.
Quick break. Mark Hewson, Bellin Sports Medicine. We'll be back right after this. Mine on the Mayor with Mark Hewson from Bellin Sports Medicine. What else is going on, Mark?
I was just going to say, I love coming in, but I just learned something on your guys' commercial that the Schwabenon was dry many years ago, and that's why the Packers kept their beer sales and parking, and their land got annexed in. You guys probably didn't even listen.
That was dry in Wisconsin?
Yeah, and it's just that section. I mean, had anybody had any foresight, they would have annexed in the whole village or at least gone down another quarter mile. But so all the tax revenue goes to Schwabenon, and that's carved out. The stadium is indeed in the city of Green Bay and the parking lot, but you step outside either way, you're in Schwabenon.
I've never figured that out. What's what? What's considered Green Bay? What's Schwabenon?
It's a red line around the stadium.
So if you go across the street where the Venezi thing is that Schwabenon or Green Bay?
That's Green Bay. Everything to the north is Green Bay.
Okay.
But then east, west, and south is Schwabenon.
How far east? Like all the way down Lombardi?
Yeah, Cabela's is in Schwabenon.
No, the other way. East. Like down towards Ashland.
Yeah, I mean,
like the Tundra, is that Green Bay or Schwabenon? Yeah,
that's in Green Bay, but like the stadium view is in Schwabenon, but their parking lot's in Green Bay.
Really?
So they get the tax base.
Holy cow.
Yeah,
I never
that was
knew
just
that.
Very, very poorly done. I mean,
that it never got rezoned or anything, obviously.
Oh, we tried, believe me.
I'll be damned. I did not know that, Mark.
Yeah. So I just listened to your commercial, and I'm like, I didn't know that how Green Bay, there's that annexed in area. I've known about that. I just didn't know about why.
Yeah. So, I don't know why we didn't take a bigger footprint. But that was, and the mayor went over there to become the, right? Didn't Olenichuk was mayor, and then he went over to a Schwab, to the Packers and became the GM.
Well, president.
Yeah. I'm like, I would do that.
Really? I'm so surprised.
Yeah, me too.
Right? I know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a great gig he had.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, that's why. And but we all work together. We're just one happy community. So
there you go. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mark, are you still doing the Saturday morning thing? I think that sounds like a great idea, what you guys are doing.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. We have actually, so we're on week 8. So we're going to do it through week 8, week 9, and we're going to do it through the first week of playoffs. It's an opportunity for, you know, kids if they've acutely been injured during the week. So it's not just high school kids. It could be a middle school kid. And, you know, what we're trying to do is some of these football players, they sometimes get pretty bad injuries. So what we're trying to do is get them in. They can come into our Bell and Titletown Clinic 8 o'clock right away, between 8 and 8:30. Titletown Clinic right behind Lodge Kohler. And we either have our sports medicine doc or our orthopedic surgeons there. And the evaluation is all for free. And then we do, a lot of times x-rays are done. You may need an MRI. So those are, you know, we would have to charge for. But the great thing is we don't, it's not like we're seeing 15, but we're seeing 3, 4, 5 kids a week. And they're getting the diagnosis a lot of times by 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock to know, hey, is this bad? Or, you know, do I need surgery on this? Or guidance of what do I need to do? So it's just a great opportunity that we're trying to give back to the community.
I think that's a phenomenal idea.
I think it's great. And it's such high quality medical care and equipment.
And NFL level.
Right. And equipment. So, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I think the big thing is, the other thing we're trying to do is we just don't want to, I mean, it's not that we don't want to serve business in the emergency rooms, but I've talked about this of why to go to an urgent care, why to go to the emergency room. If you go to an emergency room, we hear it all the time. You may sit there for 2, 3, 4 hours because there is a car accident or there's a heart attack victim that's being seen before you. Those are more emergent than your knee injury that you got injured. I understand that your knee injury
is a priority, right?
Absolutely.
But exactly. So they're going to have to prioritize. So that's why sometimes you're going to sit there where this is a great opportunity. You're going to come and see an orthopedic fellowship trained sports medicine physician, and you're going to be, you know, you'll be evaluated by licensed athletic trainers, and they'll get you at least set in the direct path of where you need to go. And that's, you know, getting that great care. We just want to give back to the community, and it helps. It helps the kid ultimately, helps the family. It'll help the team to say, hey, is this kid going to be able to play next week or not? Unfortunately, some kids have, you know, torn an ACL, and we have to tell them, hey, you need surgery. Some kids have come in and said, hey, this is an ankle sprain, but you'll be back in 2 weeks. So it helps give them guidance.
Well, not only that, Mark, but I remember I sprained an ankle on a Friday night, and, you know, Monday at 3 o'clock, I finally get in to see somebody, and I hadn't really done any. And it's like, man, if we could have got on this right away for the rehab type thing, what a difference, how many more days you would have saved from being out by doing that. So I think that's the cool thing. I mean, you're talking like possibly, you know, 12 hours from getting hurt, and now you're getting looked at by professionals and starting treatment to get you, you know, if it's not super serious, to get you back. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. And it is. And ultimately, you know, I mean, you don't have to be a professional ball player to get that treatment. Sometimes we offer those same services in the same town, in the same building, that it's just one of those things of, hey, and, you know, no one wants to think about, hey, what do I need to do for an injury? But when it does happen, you're like, oh, geez, what do you know, I get phone calls all the time. Hey, should I take my kid in or not? It's tough. Sometimes you just don't know. But when it's free and it's open, take advantage. So on Saturday mornings, have your, you know, if your kid got injured just this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, bring him in. Let's see him and at least give him some guidance.
That's fantastic.
That's great service. And that's for any sport, more than just football?
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, yeah, I'll tell you that, you know, it's based around the football season.
Right.
But it's one of those things that It's a great opportunity. You know, if your kid got injured running cross country on Thursday night in a meet, bring him in. If it's a volleyball player, he said, geez, my daughter, you know, swung and tried to hit that ball and didn't know what happened to her shoulder. Bring her in. We'll take a look at him.
Or be probably even like me, where I'm working on my books and I'm hunched over and I get the whole, my right across
always
my shoulders, Mark, gets so stiff. It's unbelievable.
I can barely move my head. We're running out of time. This is the free advice time.
Go ahead.
No,
there's different ways of getting sports injuries.
Yeah, we had to get there.
Just throwing it out there.
Go ahead, Mark.
Mark Bellin, you going to be at the game tonight?
Yep. Charlie and I are coming out to the game tonight. He just got out of bed, so we have to get him to school. And then we're another batch tonight. My wife is gone, so we're driving north to the Bayport West Appear football game.
Cool. Supposed to be a beautiful night out there.
It will be, yeah.
Yeah, again, you know, and this doesn't just go for West Appear, or excuse me, for Bayport and West Appear parents. This goes for everyone. You guys are right. It's going to be a beautiful night. We haven't had a year like this
in a
long time. Get out before it gets too cold, rainy, and cold. Get out and support these young men at any of your hometown football games.
Outstanding. Mark Houston, Bellin Sports Medicine, you guys are awesome. No lie. Thanks for everything you guys do for our young athletes.
Thanks, guys.
Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
App today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here on a beautiful Friday morning. It's going to be a phenomenal night for high school football. 81 degrees today. And Teddy Stefaniak and I will be in Suamico or Howard. I'm not sure which one it is. It's kind of like the Green Bay Ashwaubenon thing. I never can remember.
Like Greater Green Bay.
But we're going to be someplace. Teddy.
Suamico, isn't it?
I think, right? And across the street would be Howard?
I think so. If you go south, it's Howard.
Okay. Seems like
I know you guys were doing geography just a moment ago.
We were.
I know.
So is Lineville? That's the road?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right. No, I think you're right on the north-south.
Hey, again, Ted and I had to use our GPS last week to get to Nina. So you're not asking Lewis
great
and Clark
guys.
Here.
Okay, I guess not. Yeah.
Well, you might need it tonight again, too, John. I remember we were up there a few weeks ago, and they had construction. I think that road construction is still going on up there.
And they didn't have a sign saying this way to the game.
I know.
Mino, go this way.
Right. Exactly.
Mino, go that way.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
It really was.
So leave early.
Yeah. But we got to enjoy this one, Teddy. What a gorgeous night we've got for high school football, huh?
Sure sounds like it. Again, we've been so lucky this season. Let's keep this rolling all the way through the playoffs.
I'm okay with that. Absolutely. What a great matchup you got here tonight, Teddy.
Looking forward to this one. As you said, it's West Appear visiting Bayport. These are two teams that are both undefeated in conference play, 6-1 overall, but both 5-0 in FRCC North play. So once again, this matchup is going to decide who's going to win the FRCC North.
And with that comes a higher seeding.
Well, you hope so.
Yeah,
I don't
hope
know
so.
The computers anymore.
Yeah, that's true. Well, okay, so West Appear won that big game a couple of weeks ago and dropped two or three spots in the ranking. Won this big game against just killed De Pere, and they drop two spots. And then De Pere last week basically had Bayport beat and let him off the hook. Pretty much. So, I mean, it's not a bad football. And they drop. It's the craziest thing statewide with these rankings and everything, isn't it, Ted?
I think, you know, whether it's high school, college, or, you know, pros, you know, they always say, don't look at the rankings. We don't care about the rankings. It's what you do on the field and where you're at the end of the season.
Yeah, you're right. But, again, we're just talking with Mark Houston from Bellin Sports Medicine. You know, like he said it too, we've possibly never had a year like this. And even if you're a casual fan, get out and enjoy the atmosphere of a high school football game. The bands are fantastic. Yeah. The student sections are fantastic. The dance teams are fantastic. Get on out there and just enjoy a beautiful Friday night with a great, great sport.
And
we've seen that all season long, but
even Mark made a point of it. We don't know what it's going to be like from here on out. Tonight, there's no excuse if you like high school football to not go to some local game.
And it's not that expensive.
No.
I mean, sometimes, you know, things are expensive today. And high school football, what, $10 or something?
I don't even know.
Yeah, you guys don't pay. Well, we do.
If you can't make it out to the game, of course, we'll have it on TV for you.
Yes, we will. You guys have your viewership's going to...
TV 32, 7 o'clock.
There you go. Your viewership's going to skyrocket next week when it's snowing out.
Yeah. But these kind of games, I'll tell you one thing, though, we talk about this all the time. We've talked about here a million times, but I just want to reinforce it where I've talked to guys who, you know, were out of the country maybe for a year or so and what they really look forward to. And one of the things is that they miss just that atmosphere. Walking up to a high school football stadium and hearing that band on a cool Friday night type thing, there aren't many. Because, you know, Packer games, okay, they're great, but it's crazy tailgating and drinking and yada, yada, yada.
Right.
And this is, like, still real pure sports.
It's wholesome, you know.
Yeah.
It's great. I totally agree with that.
Yep.
You know, these schools that are playing tonight, and those are also really good schools. You know, I mean, there's a lot of good schools in Green Bay, but I'm saying academically, you know, sports, those are just the music. I went to that band.
Yeah, it's Southwest.
Was it a tribute? Or not a tribute thing. It wasn't a contest, whatever.
Jamboree.
And some of these high school bands they're terrific. And that's an entertaining evening.
Well, even like last week, Teddy, when we had the national anthem being played, wasn't that band great with their national anthem? I mean,
they come out before they do a little performance, then they do the national anthem, and then of course at halftime they let it out for about 10 minutes. So
and
yeah,
they were fantastic.
I mean, all the bands have been great.
Yeah,
I got to tell you though, Jim, you haven't been around to the local high schools lately, have you? All I'm curious, I know when you were married, you'd go out and do you can. I mean, like when you go to like a Westy Pier game, not Westy Pier, and you have to kind of walk through the school to get to the football stadium. You should see their indoor football complex. You should see weight room.
I mean, the things
over the last 10 years, Hot Ted, have just gone ridiculous. I mean, I say that ridiculous in a good way, but it's like a high school has an indoor facility like this with grass indoors. Isn't it something, Ted?
Isn't it a student area that is also a football facility, John?
Yes, exactly. It's amazing. But even my hometown.
You're right. They're like college complexes now.
Yeah, they're like college complexes.
And that's okay as long as the CAD lab and everything else is keeping pace. And they do at those schools. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's pretty
cool that, like, you know, here in Green Bay too, Preble Southwest, they've invested not only, they get all the attention, the football, but they've invested other things in those schools. It's great to have your kids in those places. So, yeah, I haven't been through the weight rooms like you have, but I've been in all the schools. Yeah.
But that's what I mean. The difference over the last, since you were mayor, if you visited some of these schools that you used to go to speak and whatever like that, you'd be shocked at some of the things they've done. But you know exactly how long it's been, huh?
6 years. Was it 10 years or 6 years? 6 years. It's only half a dozen years. I was drinking coffee when he said that. So, oh, my God. That was funny.
Whatever. Seems so much longer. Hey, Teddy, we're talking with Mark about all the different things revolving high school sports and everything. But another thing that we need to talk about is what they've done, what Belen Sports Medicine has done, where, you know, a kid could sprain his ankle tonight, and tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, he's got the same type of guy that would check out Aaron Rodgers type of thing at Belen Sports Medicine. He's checking this 16-year-old kid out free of charge. I think that's such a great quality, a great thing to have.
Yeah, that's something they started up this year. I wish I was around when my daughters were going through it. I think we'd be there every weekend.
You're right.
But, they do such a great job. I mean, you know, Mark says it better than I can, but, you know, everything that they do to help the kids stay safe on the field, off the field, get them back into the game, you know, when it's safe, you know, that whole team, all the docs, you know, we certainly appreciate their sponsorship for Sports Showdown, but what they do for the kids and their partnerships with various school districts, it's amazing.
Hey, I got to tell you, you know, we got some really great sponsors, but I was watching something else. They were talking about one of your sponsors that you found, Legit Pizza. I'm a big fan of frozen pizzas and just putting on extra mushrooms and maybe sausage or something. Those things look really good, Ted.
It is delicious. if you haven't had one, if you need one, I would go grab one.
I want one because I'm fasting now, and that would be a good way to end my fast.
I think you just walk in, John, and you say, "Do you know who I am?
Don't you know who I am?
I'm John Minot."
Exactly. Yeah.
Side door.
Well, Teddy, you know what? Another thing, you've worked the Packer games. Talk a little bit about what that's like. Working the Packer games up above, and you've got one. You own one half of the field, right?
A third of the field.
Oh, a third. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm a game day camera operator for the Tundra Bitches, which is the old Jumbotron up there. Beautiful. If you haven't been to Lambeau Field, those new monitors, those new scoreboards and video boards they have for us, it's amazing. We've got a huge crew. More camera operators than ever before. The whole team does such a great job, I think, delivering that in-game experience. You know, so it's almost like when you're sitting in your living room watching television with all the replays and everything, you're getting that same experience or better at the stadium.
Now, you used to be on the sidelines. Tell people what it's like on an NFL sideline when you're working like that.
Oh, I mean, head on a swivel all the time. I mean, you better not turn your back when the ball is snapped. Those guys fly around. You and I have talked about the fact that it's hard to visualize on TV just the strength, the speed, the violence.
The violence is the best word to use. It really
is. With those tackles. I mean, that's a big hit. But when you're just a few feet away from them and they're smacking, you could feel that impact just a few feet away. I mean, they say it's like being in a car accident every time you tackle somebody. Yeah. So I believe it.
And I think the other thing that maybe TV doesn't capture, besides the speed and the impact of these things, is just the size of these guys.
Oh,
I mean,
the little guys are big guys. I mean, Ted, you're 6'6", so to you it's but a 6-foot guy that on the field looks small. Watching him out there when he's 6 foot, 210 or something, he's still a big guy.
Yeah.
And the speed that they have. That's the thing. I mean, you combine the size. You know, you talk about me being 6'6". I'm nowhere near as fast as those guys.
But another thing,
when they hit each other, it's quite violent.
I mentioned this. There was an article about a referee who is still refereeing. And a former ref from, years past, he goes, I can't believe the way they protect these quarterbacks. That's unbelievable. That's not even football anymore. And the other guy, the guy that's still there, says, no, you are so wrong, you can't believe it. If we didn't protect them, they would go through every team would go through three or four quarterbacks every year. These outside linebackers and these defensive ends now are as fast as the running backs and some of the wide receivers used to be, and they weigh 265 to 275 pounds, and they run 4.640s. You can't believe the physicality and the speed and the size of these guys these days. And when you got a quarterback standing there, and if they let one of these guys tee off and these guys the way they used to, he said it'd be catastrophic. And you've seen that on the sidelines, haven't you?
We don't have to go back very far, John.
No.
We covered Brett Favre on the field and some of the hits that he took. That, I mean, when you're down there on the field watching this, how does this guy get up from this?
Absolutely.
Over and over. He's a different cat, no doubt about it.
I remember I was covering a Packer. I forget who. I know I was on the side, whatever. And the Packer, it was against the Bears. I don't remember who the collision was. But it's the same thing. You're shooting right there on the sidelines, and it was a little flare pattern. And the running back actually caught it, and the DB came up, and they had, which nowadays you can't, but they had like a head-to-head collision. And on the tape, when I got back, I had to put it, because the guy next to me, who was like my grip, goes, oh, my God! It's like he couldn't believe it, the violence of that hit like 4 feet away from him.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it's crazy.
Yeah, I just think about some of those things Favre did to try to keep plays alive and run one sideline, then turn back towards the middle of the field, and here comes Warren Sapp at full speed, and he's turning back into it and doesn't see him. Or
John
or
Randall.
Diving into the end zone against the Falcons.
Yep.
Comes up, and he's got blood coming out of his mouth.
Well, Teddy, I told you this. I used to have to go do – an interview with him Monday mornings at like 9 o'clock after the games for a statewide network. I'd take the interview and chop it up and everything. And there were numerous times where I'd knock on the door. John. I'm like, yeah, bro, how you doing? Come on in, man. So I'd come door wide open, whatever. And he'd still be laying in bed and he couldn't get up. And I'd put the microphone on a pillow, prop it up on a pillow, and he'd lay there and do the answers. And then when he would get up, he was like covered in it's like green, bluish, big bruises on his hips and stuff like that. Like you can't believe. Wow. People have no idea what the pain that guy played through. Isn't that true, Teddy?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, we've talked about a couple of those stories, but you know, hopefully he's going to be all right. Of course, there was some news about him recently. So, you know, thoughts and prayers with him and hopefully that doesn't get worse.
Well, Teddy, pump up our game one more time.
Yeah, you get West of Pier at Bayport. It can't get any bigger in the FRCC North. This will decide the conference championship tonight. A couple of 5-0 teams in conference play. You can watch the game on WACY TV 32. You can catch it over the air on cable or, of course, streaming at NBC26.com/showdown. So you can be at another game. We encourage you to get out to a game. And even if you're going to our game, you can watch the stream. Of course, there's a little delay there, so you can see all the replays as well right there in your seat at Bayport tonight.
Outstanding. Cool. Really looking forward to it, my brother.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Should be a great night.
Outstanding. Thank you, Ted.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You bet. Teddy Stefaniak, TV 32 Sports Showdown coming your way tonight. Bayport hosting Westy Pier. We got Glenn Bandanas in the house. We got Ty Detmer, Heisman Trophy winner, coming up. We got live music for our Heights Pub and Parlor series with Courtney Paulson. Back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here. And a good looking Friday. Glenn Bandanas coming in right now. First Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We're talking about yesterday. We're talking with.
What were we talking about?
The interesting guy about the utility rates.
Oh, yeah.
How they're fighting.
Tom Content was on. Did you see any of that? They had the public hearings yesterday in Ashwaubenon at their village hall.
Rates?
20%.
Unbelievable. What's one way to combat those rising rates, Jim?
I think the rates, Tom made some points of like, they really have to go up this much with inflation at X and cost at something else. But one way to combat that is with Pella Windows and Doors. And any study will show you, and we did this back in the day when I was in office, we'd go to someone's house and set up that big like air blower and find out where is the energy, where's the leakage. And it is.
I'm so old, they used to use a candle.
Well, that was
light a candle, sure. Which way the flame would blow.
We had a little higher tech than that, but they put up this whole fan and anyway, and the doors and windows, I mean, you got to look at that. And you know, winter's going to be here. I know it's 81 today, but you should start thinking about that now. And Pella, they have what I like about them. I like a lot of things about them for what they do in our community here, but just the variety that they have. They just the different styles, the different finishings that they have, and the doors. We talked about that.
They'll make it match.
Right. Or they'll do it unique too, and do whatever they want. So anyway, Pella's Windows and Doors are the way to
all
go.
All three of us are customers. Right, Dennis?
We are.
And you, are yours in yet?
No.
Okay, I know you ordered them.
Just waiting for the shipping. Okay. Everything's about 6 to 8 weeks these days, it seems like. Everywhere,
well, that's
everything.
Better than 6 to 8 months. Yeah, and which that's it, the was. Way it was. So.
Glenn Bandanas in the house. How you doing, Dennis?
Pella's fantastic, guys.
Good to see you.
I was going to say Pella WI.
Absolutely.
I can't thank Pella enough too. I mean, I feel a difference already in sound just in the house.
Yeah, that's the big.
That's a big thing. I
sincerely,
and I live in the hood, and there's a lot of motorcycles and loud, and that has helped a lot.
Oh, sincerely, it really is. I mean, we have a lot of pop vehicles running around the yard, you know, the neighborhood too, and it makes a difference.
Yeah.
Thank Todd, you, does it help you for your neighbor's dog?
I need to get Pella for my neighbor's dog. We got a text about Jim's house is the kind of house you walk past, look at, and go, wow, someone lives there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's too bad. You think they would have orders written.
Did you hear him talking about earlier that they had a separate room in his house for Santa's workshop?
I think a lot of people, but Dennis.
That's a German thing, right?
And I think a lot of people, John is Italian and doesn't, you know, we have our
I'm
own
German. Tradition. We didn't have that.
Are you German?
A little bit.
Okay. Do you ever hear of Krampus or somebody?
Krampus.
Krampus?
Yes.
I get that every once in a while. Then they realize I'm not drinking enough water.
Okay. You had something else.
Okay.
Got to stretch that out.
Whatever.
I think the lactic acid worked out.
I think we're going to do a little series as we get closer to the holidays on how do you celebrate the holidays. And I think these guys are going to be surprised at how many people call in and say, you know what? We closed a room off for 3 or 4 days. That was Santa's workshop.
We won't get three people saying that.
Oh, my. Well, my mom's calling. So
okay, one. We won't get two other people saying it. Right, Todd?
I'm really surprised if there's a lot, though.
There won't be any.
My family was, both sides of my family, very German, never heard of it.
Who has an extra room?
Wait, and
you had 12 kids and you didn't have, and you still had an extra room?
Does a closet count?
Yeah, would a closet count for that?
Oh, it was a big room.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, our parents would put all the gifts in a closet in their bedroom or something.
Us too.
Oh, I slipped that out. That slipped out. Oops. Whoops.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to. And the tree would be decorated and.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
You grew up in a different world than most people.
I think it's fantastic.
I'm bucket, but it's really, and my mom's going to call in. I told Todd that this morning. I said, we'll get her to call in. But, and then we had a little baby grand piano in there and people would sing.
Okay,
and,
I got to shut my mouth.
Yeah,
it was really true. I'm telling you guys, it was the best Christmas.
I was going to say.
It was a great, great house to grow up.
What a beautiful way to grow up, I was going to say.
It was. Yeah. When with that many kids, they did a good job of raising us and making Christmas very, very special, and Thanksgiving.
I'll tell you what, there is some money to be made in lumber.
In your house, does Santa Claus wear green or red then?
St. Nick. Yeah, you guys must have been St. Nick, right?
Well, we didn't like St. Nick.
Wasn't that a German thing?
That's December 7th, right?
I had never heard of that until
I
came to
Green Bay. Yeah. Stockings up, Father get Christmas. Gifts. Yes. So with my kids, I they're like, St. Nick, is that Santa? It's like, no, that's the advanced man kind of coming in.
Of course, you'd use the term advanced man.
Sounds like a Beatles song.
But what I want to say, and we'll talk about this as we get closer.
It sounds like something George Bush would say. That's the advanced man.
Don't you always
man.
Send the advanced man in about 3 weeks ahead of time? You know, do the security check.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Boy, he's had that kind of protection his whole life.
Oh, my gosh.
So we did that. But I want to tell you one other thing. We're talking about, you know, traditions, but then my kids, when the advanced man came, they would put out some toys that he would take and use for other kids because you don't want to get too many toys. So that was
never.
That was our thing. I don't know that a lot of people do that, but
text here. We did have that.
Thank you.
But it was the dining room, and then we had to panic shove everything into my parents' bedroom to have dinner. So it wasn't a dedicated room.
What?
Yeah, that is.
Who has dinner in a parent's bedroom? Who does that?
Then we had to panic shove everything. No, I think they moved the stuff into the parents' bedroom.
Yeah.
To have dinner in the dining room.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
What we did was, the room was closed. You couldn't use
what
that
What was
room.
It otherwise?
Oh, it was, it's
one of the guest the rooms room. in the West Wing.
Yeah, the wing. What did I say? The baby grand. That was the music room.
Right. It was the music. That's what it was.
Okay, you had a music room.
The West Wing of the house.
Well, it was a music room.
How many square feet was your house?
I don't know.
Is it still standing?
Yes. Oh, yeah,
I'm going to find out where it is and take pictures.
I can't wait to hear your mom talk about this. This is going to be fantastic.
My mom's going to like talking about this.
I can imagine.
She put a tremendous amount of work into Christmas.
Oh, man.
She wrote the notes and Jim do this.
To make the whole world sing?
But that's the way we...
That's the way moms were, though.
Oh, man.
I got a guy from Two Rivers that was in one of my books, okay? They had 7 boys... In the war. 7 boys. Okay?
Wow.
You know what she'd do every day? Every single day, she'd write one of them a letter.
Dang it. That's
right. During the end of the week, and then she'd start over again after a week.
Yep. Gotta love your
rivers.
Mom. Jeez. Gotta love your mom.
I believe that.
Absolutely.
Amen. I totally believe
Phenomenal.
That.
All right. Glenn Van Dennis is here when we come back. Ty Detmer, former Green Bay Packer quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner, will be joining us back after this. Keep on.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.